Tennis player Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open this past Monday and said she'd been suffering long bouts of depression. She said this in her social media posting. This was one day after tennis's Grand Slams threatened disqualification or even suspension if she kept missing press conferences. Osaka announced last Wednesday she would not do press conferences during the tournament, citing mental health and accepting that, okay, fine, you're going to find me. Osaka suffered long bouts of depression since she won her first of four major titles. This was the 2018 U.S. Open, and she confessed that I have had a really hard time coping with that. She's the second-ranked player in the world. She also posted that she'll take some time away from the court now, but when the time is right, I really want to work with the tour to discuss ways we can make things better for the players, the press, and the fans. She was fined $15,000 when she skipped the press conference, which drew a stunning warning from all four Grand Slam tournaments that she could face bigger penalties, getting disqualified, even suspended if she kept missing press conferences, avoided the media. Shortly after that, Osaka turned to her tweeting to say that anger is a lack of understanding, change makes people uncomfortable. See, tennis players are required to attend news conferences if requested to do so. Maximum fine, of course, not a big deal for Osaka. She's the world's highest earning female athlete, thanks to her endorsement contracts and tens of millions of dollars. But she framed the matter as a mental health issue, saying that it can create self-doubt to have to answer questions after a loss. Tournament officials said they understand the importance of protecting athletes' mental health, but also noted that rules are in place to ensure all players are treated all the same way, no matter what their stature, their beliefs, or what their achievements are. The group of Slam leaders said that Osaka had been told that should she continue to ignore her media obligations during the tournament, she would be exposing herself to further code of conduct infringement consequences. According to the rulebook, the statement noted that tougher sanctions from repeat violations could include being defaulted from tournaments and trigger of a major offense investigation that could lead to more substantial fines and future Grand Slam suspensions. You know, rather than being dismissive of the reason why Naomi Osaka pulled out of the French Open, as some have been, I think we need to see this as an opportunity to gain a better respect for the issue of mental health. Osaka was never comfortable with dealing with the media. That was kind of obvious. Tennis officials should have recognized that and explored the reasons why with her. What was accomplished by mandating answering the same questions over and over? Well, it's at least the French Open so far lost one of their top players. Actually, it would have been the top player because the number one seed woman had to pull out because of injury. To those who are saying Osaka just needs to, you know, suck it up, have you ever dealt with depression? Because I have. It's a really dark place that magnifies even the smallest challenge of life. If you're doing something you have complete control over, you can, well, get it done. Anything else looks to you like some sort of blazing chemical fire and fills you with fear, doubt. When you are dismissive of depression or any other mental illness, the person carrying that weight can only look at that one way. You're being dismissive of them. My prayer is that Naomi finds the way to take the confidence she has on the court and expand that into the rest of her life. It's a much better solution than what any meds could possibly offer.